Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
All right, 906, if you want to be a part of the show, the D3 Auto Sales text line, 661-1037. Or the Central Arkansas Truck and Trailer Live Fan Feedback, either one. I got two things to do in addition to hit some stories I want to get to at some point here real quick. We got to play Justin Moore's Finish the Lyric, brought to you by Honda of Russellville. We'll do that in just a second. We also have to do our Hawks Homes Mover Review. Roger, I know you got to talk about somebody real quickly here.
I want to talk about Oaklawn.
Where you were last night, by the way.
I was there last night. Had a great time there.
Thanks, everybody coming out.
Mainline Sports Bar is such an awesome place. This season, this football season, they're going to have Monday Night Football on all the big screens. You're going to get great wings. They're best wings in the state of Arkansas right there at Mainline Sports Bar in Hot Springs, Arkansas. They've got other restaurants for you to have a great high dollar. You got steak place. You got the Bugler.
The Oak Room.
Oak Room. Thank you very much, Josh, for stepping in at the right time. You got the Oak Room that's there. You got Pop's Lounge that has something going on live every single weekend. Comedy twice a month. You have the pool party is opened up. We're going to be there in a couple of weeks to finish out the swimsuit competition that's going on there. We've got tickets for the October showing in the big room of Whitney Cummings that we're giving away. Jamie Johnson's going to be there on September 11th. September 12th, it's going to be Loverboy, Brett Michaels, the Righteous Brothers. Something is going on at Oaklawn every single night of the week. You want to find out what it is? If I don't tell you everything, if Baz doesn't tell you everything, if Josh doesn't jump in and help tell you everything, go to Oaklawn.com and find out why Oaklawn is Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
It won't be long, Josh. I will have to start diving back into my predictions. It's hard to believe it's already time.
I can't believe they let you come back.
I feel like I have a lot of pressure on me this year.
I don't know why they let you back.
Josh, here's the thing. I think you're right. There's talk about not letting him come back because he's 65%.
I don't want that.
I tell you, that's hard. That's going to be hard to beat again.
If you keep finding Toledo games. Toledo's got another Power 5 team this week.
Josh, here's
lay the wood.
Josh, here's what we're going to do. I think we find out where David's head's at. The second game of the year, when we see what he picks, what his prop bets are for the Arkansas State game.
Well, the big thing for Baz, so here's a bad strategy, because Baz is overall college. He's got two kind of pillars here, actually three of them. So number one, favorites,
yes.
Favorites.
Yes.
It's kind of sub point two under that, college favorites. You like the big spreads for college games. Ohio State playing Akron,
correct.
Stuff like that.
That's right.
Okay, three, the NFL. This is where you're very, very good. All right, you're generally favorites on that. You really do lament the ones you're like, I lost my field goal. No! the one thing that you were good at is last year, you had the foresight to see how good Washington
was. Yeah, that's right.
Even if they didn't cover 1 week, you said, no.
Yeah.
You keep riding. So that was very, very strategic and very good by you.
You know, it goes back to following that quarterback all the way from the LSU days when you were doubtful of him back then.
My God.
I'm never going to let you forget that.
Did you all see?
I saw about the not signing his receiver. Oh, my God.
That young man. He is a great dude, too.
What are they doing?
So Terry McLaurin caught passes from 13 quarterbacks in his first 4 years in the league.
Yeah.
13 different quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Had a great year. He's been amazing.
He was their main guy last year. He was a go-to guy. Or the main guys, yeah.
Yeah, pay him.
Let's see if Bobby Joe is still on there before we do the Finish the Lyric.
Bobby Joe,
are you there?
Smartest thing he's said in a month.
All right, 661-1037. We need a contestant for Justin Moore Finish the Lyric. 661-1037, brought to you by Honda of Russellville.
Talk more about Justin when he's not here than when he's here.
Roger's already giving the clue. This is a Justin Moore song. Yes, you did. You sort of gave a clue, but really quietly.
No, I didn't want to bait anybody, so I didn't want to put you on the hook.
That's exactly right. So what you're going to do, you're going to play part of the song, and then you have to know. Even if you don't know Justin Moore's songs that well, you can always bring it up on your phone. It makes it very easy.
As we're doing it. Now, here's the thing. It's called Finish the Lyric. So when I stop the music, you finish the lyric.
That's exactly right. Very easy.
Unless I start the song, all you hear is the opening, and then I stop it. That's a game called Start the Lyric. We're saying finish.
Yeah, let's hear the open for this segment, Raja.
Sir.
Justin Moore has sold more than 20 million albums. But this country star is ready to challenge you to finish the lyric. Brought to you by Honda of Russellville, where you can check out the new Honda Mud Pro Series ATVs or Goldwing Trikes at HondaOfRussellville.com.
My buddy said he saw y'all sitting on the back frame porch.
Who was first there? Do we see there, Roger?
Josh, is it Hayden?
Hayden. All right, let's go to Hayden. Hayden, good morning.
Hayden, are you there?
How are you?
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Peyton.
How old are you?
Is it Peyton or Hayden?
Peyton?
28.
Is it Peyton or Hayden?
Peyton.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to say it's Peyton.
I still couldn't.
Here's the deal. I think Hayden's a great name.
Yeah, it is.
I think Hayden is a great name.
Peyton, y'all call me Pam like stepbrothers. I don't
know. Pat, Peyton,
right, listen, Hayden. He is the perfect age to get this right. Are you familiar with Justin Moore music, Peyton?
Yeah, I'm very familiar. I think Daryl was concert.
All right. This should be easy. Here we go.
All right, Hayden.
This is the number one song. Number one song here.
I heard you had to drive him home after two umbrella drinks. I heard he's got a Prius cause he's into being green.
Hayden.
Okay, can't even bait a hook, so.
You want to hear it again? You want to hear it again?
Yeah. All right. Yep, let's hear it one more time. Yeah. I haven't heard this one in a while. Well,
here's
kind of
the
an
deal.
Older one.
Sing along with it.
He said kind of an older one.
Yeah, it's kind of an older one. Google it right now so that when I stop it this time, you'll be ready to go. You got me?
Yeah, I got you.
You had to drive him home after two umbrella drinks. I heard he's got a Prius cause he's into being green.
All right. My buddy saw you eating that sushi stuff. Baby, that don't sound like you. That ain't love.
That
sounds
right.
Like it sucks. That's it.
No,
that's it. That's correct.
You couldn't even look at it. I would have regretted. I have no idea, Josh.
I heard you had to drive him home after two umbrella drinks.
I heard he's got a Prius, cause he's in the green. But he saw y'all eating that sushi stuff. Baby, that don't sound like you. That don't sound like love. Sounds like a truck.
That's it.
There you go. That's
very nice.
I remember it now.
Good job. That's outstanding, Peyton. Listen, you got a little voice there.
I hope y'all were going to hit me with, like, if heaven wasn't so far away.
Oh,
well,
wow.
How about this, Peyton?
I didn't have that
that's
in
one
me.
Of my favorites.
How about this, Peyton? Bonus point, we'll throw in a Moe's.
Okay.
If you can tell us which former NFL quarterback this song is about.
If I can what now?
I'll throw in an extra Moe's for you. If you can tell us which former NFL quarterback this song is about.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
We talked about it several times this year.
We have. I'll give you a hint. It's one of the quarterbacks that from the team that Justin likes the most.
Yes, it's from his favorite team.
For the Pittsburgh
Steelers.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
The Steelers.
Yep.
It can't be Ben Roethlisberger.
It is.
That is correct.
Well done, Pay.
That's it, Peyton. What do you do for a living, Peyton?
Big Ben.
What do you do for a living, Peyton?
Well, y'all know me, guys. Come on now. I was the store manager for AT&T for a while.
I don't know who you are.
From Cersei. I'm from Cersei.
Thank you, Peyton. Thank you. We know who you are, Peyton. Thanks so much. Listen, and we love it. Listen, Justin.
Oh, he comes into Kate Dacus every year when we're there. Yes. Of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I apologize for that. I still don't know.
Yeah, I know. He's something.
I don't know
God,
the song.
I don't know.
No, we don't
I'm
know.
I'm sorry for y'all, listen, that y'all have to hang out with him.
We meet so many people named Peyton.
and Hayden.
Good job of singing the song there, buddy.
Yeah.
You did well there.
You did a great job, buddy. What's your opinion on the Razorbacks? Never mind.
We'll let Josh take care of you on
all
the
right,
prizes.
Let's see. I'm giving you... No,
you got to turn him down, Raj.
Nope.
Okay.
Hold on.
He got you.
He did.
Roger, while he's doing that, I was going to tell you about this story. This is a great story. True story. Revenge. Oof. A dealership repoed a woman's car, and she got back at him. So here we go. A woman in Ohio named Tia McCrary went to the Taylor Kia dealership in February of last year to buy a 2022 Kia K5. They helped her finance it to a lending company, and Tia was pre-approved for a loan. But a month later, that company decided they didn't want to finalize the loan, so the dealership went out and repossessed the car while Tia was at work. She was not amused and found a way to get revenge. This is so good. While Tia was looking into her legal options, she discovered that the car dealership failed to renew the registration of their business name, Taylor Kia of Lima. So Tia registered it under her own name. She then sent the dealership a cease and desist letter, telling them they couldn't use the Taylor Kia name because it was now registered to her. So they sued her, and the case is still tied up in court, but the most significant ruling so far has gone Tia's way, so she at least succeeded in being a thorn in their side. How great is that? You know what? You're going to screw me over on this deal? Okay. And it'd be like Frank Fletcher going, they get attorney from and a letter from an attorney saying, sorry, you don't have rights to that name. She did it. I mean, that's brilliant. And she probably is going to end up winning this case because she did. They failed to do it correctly.
Now, why did they go repo the car again?
Well, it says that they just decided they helped finance a lending company that they used. That whatever reason they said it. They didn't want to finalize the loan. Didn't say what the reasons were. They just came and got it.
Now I guess they can do that.
Well,
but
it depends. If they did not tell her and they said it was approved before. It was approved on the front. She got the car. So then
she drove away with the car, thinking that the car's hers.
That's right. And so, yeah.
So you just changed your mind.
That's right.
Because you found whatever reason. I don't know what the loophole's going to be.
Yes, I love.
Oh, wow.
Also saw that Tim McGraw.
I love everybody that's listening. By the way,
did you see where Tim McGraw shaved his head?
Yes.
So I did. Did you say was he bald headed or was he prison cut? Did you see?
No, I didn't see it.
He's 58. He's still jacked up. He looks great.
He's still jacked up. Yeah, I don't know what he's doing. I'm trying to eat the same thing he's eating. Is he eating bull balls?
If,
I don't know.
If I didn't have to be on TV, I would shave my head.
No, you wouldn't.
I would. Have you ever seen me? What about a shaved
I've
head?
I've seen you.
Have you seen a picture?
Not with shaved head.
Yeah.
You said if you weren't on TV.
If I weren't on TV, I just looked too.
Why would you do that?
I look different.
Well, I want to shave my head because
we both look like prison guys.
Well, listen, I don't know what I'd look like. Now, I look like a roll-on deodorant, but I think that's what I'd like to get.
When I was Josh, when I was in shape,
I'm imagining you all doing the Oaklawn ad shoot.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. By the way, I can't escape you two.
I'm driving last night and I'm taking a right onto Rodney Perry.
The bus.
You two sons of guns just stare
on the bus. I know,
smiling.
Roger, that Oakland bus is everywhere. I've had more people go, we've seen on the Oakland bus.
You know, I've seen more than one bus.
And then the billboard coming in from Conway. Have you seen that, Roger?
I have. And I hate that photograph because lets me see exactly what I am.
What are you talking about? You drive by so quick you don't even see it.
Well, I do take my eyes off. No, I don't.
Anyway.
All right, well, speaking of the bus, my buddy Ricky Bluer down in Hot Springs, he worked at Safeway for many years in Hot Springs. He retired from that. Then he became a postman, retired from that, and now in his just have something to do, he drives one of the buses around Oakland.
Yes.
And he comes to Pop's Lounge every Wednesday that we have comedy there, and he asked me about Boston cream pie. He wanted to know about that one, but just want to give a shout out to Ricky, because here's the because it's Pie Day. You were talking about pie.
Yes.
And Ricky,
National Homemade Pie Day.
Ricky brings, when he does Pop's Lounge, when he comes to Pop's Lounge, he brings a couple of bottles now of Topo Chico for them to put on ice for me so that when I'm there, I get to drink them. But thank you, Josh. Josh, and I want to apologize to you. I didn't mean to come off ugly. Didn't mean to be hateful. Listen to me. I didn't mean to be hateful or anything like that at all. It again, and I want everybody to know that's on this thing here, these feedbacks. I do mean it when I say the way I feel is my opinion about the game. I am honest and being sincere when I say I think the excuses for not playing the game on the Razorback side is bull. And that's just, again, that's my opinion, but your opinion is just as valuable and it holds as much weight as mine does. Not to say I just disagree with the reason that your opinion is that way. Is that cool?
Yeah.
I mean that for everybody else. And I want to say that sincerely because I do like you for the most part. Appreciate you being here. No, but I mean that. You know what I mean? Look, I just want to so accept it.
Accept my apology. Turn your mic off.
I'm kidding.
Get the next segment.
Josh's
apology.
I need you to do that for me when you can, but I want you to know. I mean that sincerely, and I mean that to everybody else.
Let
me
done.
I appreciate it.
Anything else?
Let's hit our Hawks Homes movie review.
Let's do it. I can't wait to hear
it. I just realized who one of the people is in the movie. I knew he looked familiar. It was Haley Joel Osment. I didn't realize who it was.
I do.
I kept looking at it. Where do I know that kid from?
That chubby little rat. He's a
great creep.
I looked at him, and the first thing I thought, I know who this is.
Did you figure it out?
Yes.
I just saw it just now.
No, I knew it when I went watching it, because I said, I know who that is, because there's only two kids that I see as adults now in movies and try to go, oh, that's who that is. It's the guy from Haley Joel.
Yes.
Or the kid from The Christmas Story. You know, when we see him as an adult. All right, here we go.
Cinema, quite like the guys from Morning Mayhem. It's time for David, Roger, Justin, and Josh to review another one of the best or worst films of all time. The Morning Mayhem movie review is brought to you by Hawks Homes in Conway and Bryant. Let Hawks Homes help you design your new home, lake house, or duck club. Visit them at hawkshomes.net.
Also, hey, right. Trey Schaap, if you're here, come in the studio, please.
HawksHomes.net is the website. Thanks to Kevin and Brian Hawks. Appreciate them sponsoring this. All right. The reason we did this, we decided to do Happy Gilmore 2 just because our buddy John Daly, who we've had on the show every week for the last couple years, is featured in it quite prominently, as well as Simmons Bank. So we decided to watch. What is the runtime on this thing? Is it 2 hours?
At least two, yeah.
118 minutes, and it's got a ton of people in it, obviously led by Adam Sandler. Julie Bowen, who is not in it long.
She doesn't look like, you know, she's gotten a little older.
She doesn't.
I don't know if she's had
something done, Roger. I used to think that she was, not that she's not attractive, but.
No, she's attractive. She's 30 years old, too. So what is she, 60?
She looks like she's changed something.
Well, she's 60.
Is she the same
Josh, how old is she? Would you look her up?
Let's see here.
Julie Bowen?
Yeah.
She is
55.
Okay, so she was 25 when that movie was made?
I'm telling you, she has had work done. What's the show that I like, the family movie that she's in, the show that she's in?
I don't know.
I thought she's
Modern Family.
Modern Family.
Wait a minute.
She's a hottie in Modern Family, and all of a sudden,
Is that the same chick in the original?
Yes.
See, I don't know. I've never watched Modern Family.
I'm just stunned that I didn't recognize it.
I don't know.
It's revisiting the Happy Gilmore story 30 years later. I got a gazillion cameos from Bad Bunny and Ben Stiller. And, of course, we mentioned John Daly, who has a regular part throughout the whole movie, probably more, as Roger said, than anybody. It's great to have Will Zalatoris, who is sponsored by Simmons. He's got a thread because a lot of people, when we had him on the show, Roger, back in Memphis, he goes, a lot of people say I look like the caddy for Happy Gilmore. So they put that as a storyline, which I thought was brilliant.
Yeah. And as well as the, what's the new Saudi League?
Oh, yes.
They went that route.
It did, the Liv. What that is was it? Sort of the Liv story. And so basically the story is about Happy Gilmore's daughter wants to go to ballet school, dance school, and he can't afford it. John Daly, Uncle John Daly, who lives in the garage beneath Sandler, even though his name's different, apparently he's the brother of Adam Sandler, he suggests that Happy get back to golf. Of course, there's a funny line right off the bat with Daly. He does bad math. And he said, I think it's $75,000 a year.
Yeah, that's like $330,000.
Yeah, and Sandler said, that's bad math, John.
Steiner, yes.
Yeah, it's so darn good. Anyway, so that's the premise of it. And they go through. He goes through the whole. And as a matter of fact, who was the girl? Who was the girl that dances in the sand pit? I recognize her. She was just in the Academy Award.
Yeah, she had a couple of shots in there. Yeah, who was she? Wasn't she the one that when
Demi,
he first?
She was with Demi Moore this past year in the movie that went to the Academy Awards.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was Margaret Qualley.
What is it?
I think it's Qualley or Qualey, I forget.
Okay.
Margaret Qualley.
Yeah, she's in there. There were so many. Josh, you probably recognize a lot more of these folks, the younger folks, than I would.
Bad Bunny?
What does Bad Bunny do?
He's pretty I had a trivia question about him.
Is that his caddy? Yes. I think the funniest part to me was when he went and got a caddy. Yeah. That was funny.
That was good.
He's a really good his mannerisms is really funny.
Fantastic.
It is.
His movement.
I thought he did a pretty good job.
He's a servant.
He's also his character. So he's a musician.
I mean, does he rap?
I told you, I did a thing where he was the most downloaded or whatever.
I knew that, but I didn't know if he was one. I thought he was one of those guys who plays disco music.
I didn't know. He was like second to Taylor Swift.
I didn't. I didn't know he spoke English either. I had no idea.
Yeah, he's Puerto Rican.
I knew that, but I thought he was.
Also a decent pro wrestler, too.
As you mentioned, he's got like 20 million or maybe 200 million followers. Yeah. Anyway, he was good in it. And there were a couple of other ones we were talking about was Haley Joel Osment, who was in
Sixth Sense.
Forrest
Gump.
Was he in Forrest Gump?
He was a little kid.
No.
He was little Forrest.
No.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, look it up.
No way. Oh, my God. You're pulling our leg. No way.
Look it up.
There's no way.
That's him. It was little Forrest.
No way.
He wasn't Forrest. When Forrest came back to see his son, he was Forrest's son.
The one who has the braces fall off?
No. When Forrest became a man, he went and saw his son with a girl.
I don't remember that.
It's towards the end when he finally goes home and sees the
kid. Does he play Forrest kid or young Forrest?
He plays Forrest kid.
Yeah. Oh, he's Forrest Gump Jr. You're right. I didn't know that.
I never meant young Forrest. I don't remember
seeing that scene.
I do not remember seeing that scene. Anyway, I'll tell you who else is good in here.
Jenny, is he okay?
Ben Stiller, I thought, was great. He's a very hateable character in this. He's the guy who was mean to his grandmother. His grandmother is dead now. I don't want to say, should I say what happened at the very beginning of the movie? Some people thought that was really bad about his wife. You know, his wife, her
partner.
Why
did they do that?
Maybe she didn't have time to shoot the movie. I don't know what the deal was.
What else is she doing?
They also had, Josh, maybe you didn't get to this, but they had some of the great, they had Arnold Palmer, not Arnold Palmer, sorry, they had Jack Nicklaus.
Arnold Palmer's dead.
I know. Jack Nicklaus, Lee Trevino.
Fred Couples is in it.
It wasn't Chi-Chi, was it? Who would, no, because
Lee Trevino.
No. It was, who was the Irishman?
Potty Harrington?
No. From back in the day. I want to say it was, oh my gosh. He kind of reminded me, younger days, he looked like Harrison Ford.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Okay, here we go. Here it is. Here are the golfers. Keegan Bradley, Fred Couples, Nick Faldo, Tony Finau, Ricky Fowler, Jim Furyk, Sergio Garcia. Let's see. Jack Nicklaus, Corey Pavin.
Where's Nick Faldo from?
He's in Britain.
I think that's what you're talking about. Bubba Watson's in it.
Bubba Watson.
Nancy Lopez.
Paige Veronica.
Oh yeah,
I'm talking about the ones
there.
at the lunch table. Yeah, that's who I'm talking about.
I think we've mentioned everybody. I think that's
okay.
It.
But I'm just saying. Who?
Probably Faldo.
It's probably Faldo.
I think it was Faldo.
Rob Schneider is in it.
Of course, he's in every Sandler movie.
John Lovitz is in it. Vern Lundquist. I tell you, Vern.
Vern Custis.
Did he?
Yes, he said the S-H-I-T. Yes, he said that, which was wild when I heard that.
Since we had Vern here at the Touchdown Club, he's got to be, what, 85
or something? He's 104. I just saw it.
Yeah, Steve Buscemi. Buscemi's in it. I can't remember what he did.
Faldo, thank you, Evans Dietz.
There were so many. Oh, Eminem. was in there.
Where was Eminem?
I can't remember. Oh, he was the he was the son of the heckler.
Oh, the jackass guy.
Yes, that's
I didn't catch that.
So you got to go back and watch that.
Oh, I'm gonna watch it again. Here's the deal.
That's why I went back and started watching it again.
Is it a cinematic masterpiece?
No,
not even close.
No.
Was it predictable? Of course. Yeah. You knew it was gonna happen.
Oh, by the way, Scottie Scheffler was in there along with Brooks Koepka.
Scheffler getting arrested and going to jail.
Yes, that was
fantastic.
Yes,
he stayed there.
Yes,
but again. But to take something 30 years, and again, probably the smart play on that is doing it in Netflix
instead of at the theater. I think you're right, Roger.
Because you're not
going
to sell out. Once people see it, they're going to if they're going to pan it or not.
You're right. They did 50 million this weekend.
Yeah,
50 million viewers.
Deals.
Yeah, yeah.
Netflix.
Yeah, yeah.
It's smart doing it on Netflix.
No question.
Instead of that. You're going to do Caddyshack 2 sucked harder than our argument discussion earlier. But this one, Happy Gilmore. You've got to watch it.
It is what it is. It's just a silly slapstick.
The walking at the end, I have no idea what's going on there. When his electric car, he forgot to charge it and all that.
Yeah.
Did it make me guffaw out loud? No.
Yeah.
I dug it because John Daly was in it. And
you were looking for the cameos.
He did a great job.
You were looking for the cameos. You didn't really care about the story. You just wanted to see who the cameos were.
No, I mean, listen, when they've got Chubbs' son, man, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me ask you this. The grandmother at the end, up in the cloud, when they show her,
is
that AI that they're using? Because I don't remember. Because
she's dead by now.
Yeah, she's way dead by now. But, I mean, just seeing her in the cloud, I'm thinking, how did they make that happen? Did they use somebody? Did they use her from before?
I don't know. We need to mention Christopher McDonald as Shooter McGavin, who was at Hot Springs last year. Roger, I'm sure you met him, right?
That's right. I didn't get him being in...
was not as good
being
as
where he was for 30 years. And then those two enemies become friends. I don't want to ruin it for
you. So, Josh, I was going to ask you, do you know this guy named Benny Safdie?
Benny Safdie, yes.
Is he an actor or a performer?
Josh are they're actors and directors. Directed Adam Sandler's last movie, Uncut Gems.
He was the guy that played he was in charge of the Live, the Live Golf deal.
Oh, is that? Okay.
Did you see what they did? Do you remember what they called it?
It's Benny Safdie, right?
Yeah, Benny Safdie.
So yeah, with Maxie.
I did.
Okay, so he is the... he is the guy who develops the hydrogen bomb.
Oh, he's in the movie?
You know how the guy keeps he's like, we should have an H-bomb, H-bomb.
He looks too young.
Oppenheimer's like, no. That's him. That's Benny.
Wow, I did not. I didn't know who he was, but anyway.
Is it Benny or Josh? Which
it was Benny. It was Benny. But Roger, what happened was, this guy, Maxi Golf is the name of the bad group. They had their iliolumbar ligament severed, increasing their driving distance where they can turn their hips like John Daly. I'm telling you, it's all just silly. Roger, on a scale of 1 to 4, what do you give it?
Listen, again, because when you do a sequel, you run the risk of... But this is Adam Sandler movie, so they weren't trying to do anything.
Yeah.
I'll give it... I want to give it a 4, but I don't want. I don't want
to
give it a 4
compared
because
to
it was fan. Because
right.
it was, you know, yeah. it was Oppenheimer.
Right. What do you give it?
2.5.
That's exactly my score. 2.5. I give it a 4. Only I give John Daly's performance a 4.
I
thought John was funny. I thought John was
without John in it, it's a 1. No, I don't mean that, but gave me something new to watch.
And I think the more I watch it, the more I like it, because I'm not like Josh. I'm not like you. I don't normally like sort of silly slapstick movies like this.
I'm going to rewatch it.
But I think because our friend Daly's in it, and a bunch of other people. What do you give it?
I only watched 25 minutes. There's no
you did not even get to the end.
That's terrible.
Give me the buzzer. That's a violation of
this conversation. I did make a list of the things that I'd rather do than finish the film.
Listen, you got to put down the bottle.
Another season of Sidelines for high school football. I'd rather listen to Chandley Painter's segments on a replay.
You are. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That
not
is
Chandley's fault.
That is a you know, a lot of people love that segment.
Yeah,
a lot of people love that segment.
You know what? We did.
Maybe
we loved it.
We loved it. You know what? Hear that, everybody? The Chandler Painter fans out there.
Wow. No, it's not her. No,
it's her segment. That's her.
Great job. Very professional.
It's her.
It's the content of the conversation.
What do you have against beautiful women?
Yeah, nothing.
So if we were talking about things other than death and murder, you would like the segment with Chandler?
Yeah, I prefer to stay away from those things on my Friday.
You know what? Sometimes that's what, you know, the hard news is with Chandler. But
hard news.
Listen,
we're National Pie Day.
I would think, Josh. What did he say?
He said we're National Pie Day. He's mocking his own show.
I would think because you talk to John Daly every week that you would have the respect to watch the movie to the end.
I only like Death by Their Own Hands.
You can tell John, hey John, I only feel like watching 20 minutes.
Here's the thing.
I'll do it.
JD did this to get paid, not to make a.
I don't think he did to get paid. I don't think he did to get paid. Yeah,
he didn't.
I think he did.
I don't think John loves the game. I don't think John wanted to sit on set for four or five days. I think
they paid him in beer.
They paid him in placement, probably, Roger.
Yeah, a ton of
placement. But I'm telling you, he didn't make a lot of money off this. I guarantee you
didn't.
He had too many cameos. I think that everybody who did this, we need to find out what the budget was for it, Rog.
Well, you know what? Find out what the budget is. I don't think on the other end.
Smart to do it. Back to the point. Smart to do it for Netflix.
Well, listen, I don't think. I mean, if they could have gotten Scheffler and
everybody, every golfer,
Will Zalatoris, who we saw on there.
Every golfer wanted to be in.
And they could have probably just paid him scale.
I guarantee that's what they did.
Could we do that?
That's what they did.
And that's cool to be able to do.
Josh, I guarantee they did that.
Will they get anything on the back end? I don't know.
Yeah, could be.
But John Daly is real life Happy Gilmore. Like, he really is. So
I think that's why
he's more valuable to that movie than any other golfer.
I think that's why Sandler got him. Sandler made him the guy in the garage or anything.
My point is that you probably did to pay him a bit more.
I don't think that was John's motivation.
Could you imagine Happy Gilmore 2 without a John Daly in it?
Well, he says they're good friends. So.
I think it makes it better. It just
John made more than scale.
I think so too.
On the presumption that the other guys made scale. John made more than scale. We know John hustles because
not what his motivation was.
It's an Adam Sandler movie. Now,
you think straight? One that was seen by 50 million people this weekend.
Listen, Ryan Reynolds made several movies like The Green Lantern and all that to try to make. Vince Vaughn made
bad.
A couple of Christmas. Exactly.
That
but,
was
he won,
bad.
But you know what? But you want to stick. Now, the one that he's done with the Wolverine, that first one was good. Vince Vaughn made a couple of Christmas movies because you want to do what Will Ferrell did, which is being a classic that's shown forever and ever
right,
and ever.
Right.
I don't think he succeeded in that with either Fred Claus or so maybe John did it for... You're in an Adam Sandler movie, so that's pretty good.
We need to thank Hawks Homes again, Brian and Kevin Hawks. Manufactured modular homes in Arkansas. It's hawkshomes.net. Tell him you heard us talking about him on Morning Mayhem. We'll be back. Got a short break coming up here.
$30 million budget is what someone's saying.
That's it.
I don't know.
Wow. I don't know.
Is that
wow? That
really?
Is cheap.
I would think it'd be more.
I wonder how much Netflix paid them to be able to have the movie.
Oh, true.
That's
good
right.
Point.
I'd be curious. All right, now don't go away.
Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Ouachita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
This is SportsCenter.
Football returned last night as the calendar turns to August. The Chargers beat the Detroit Lions 34-7 last night in Canton, Ohio at the Hall of Fame game. Trey Lance had a big night, 13 for 20 for 120 yards and two scores through the air. Also, Kamani Vidal rushed for two touchdowns in the season opening game. DJ Uyunglele also saw action for the Chargers. On the other side, Kyle Allen and Hendon Hooker combined to throw for just over 100 yards and three interceptions on the evening. Also in pro football, Commanders wide receiver Terry McLaurin requested a trade yesterday. He did so because he's frustrated with contract negotiations on an extension. McLaurin has held out the first 4 days of training camp. Speaking of practices, Arkansas begins their fall practice today as they lead up to the 29th of August. They kick off against Alabama A&M. I'm Josh Neighbors for the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Joel Young.
Finally, some changes in the forecast as we head into your Friday. We start out the day a little cooler, temperatures in the low 70s, and then we climb to only 87 in the afternoon with partly cloudy skies and maybe a stray shower, only a 20% chance of rain. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm Fox 16 Chief Meteorologist Joel Young.
Benihana Happy Hour Specials, $3, $6, $9, sushi, food, and cocktails. Available 5 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday at Benihana Bar.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialist that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. 8 paid holidays and paid vacation, paid health insurance, and 401k. Pay depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
Your Hot Springs Wise Guys are in the first round of the playoffs. They play the Iowa Woo Saturday night, first row at 7, at Oaklawn's Arena League Field at Bank OZK Arena. It's the first round of the playoffs at Oaklawn's Arena League Field at Bank OZK Arena, Saturday night at 7. Tickets available online only at HotSpringsWiseGuys.com. That's HotSpringsWiseGuys.com. It's the first round of the playoffs, Saturday night at 7, as your Hot Springs Wise Guys battle the Iowa Woo at Oaklawn's Arena League Field at Bank OZK Arena.
Looking for adventure on two wheels or four? Honda of Russellville has the largest Honda selection in the entire state. ATVs, motorcycles, dirt bikes, scooters, and side-by-sides, all priced to move from the trail to the mud and back again. Check out our Mud Pro series featuring Ranchers, Foremans, and Rubicons. Want more power? Try our Mud Slayer packages on Pioneers and Talons. From mild to wild, Honda of Russellville has exactly what you're looking for. Visit us on Facebook or check out Honda of Russellville.
March is gone. The brackets are done. Feels like we need some excitement.
Are you kidding? Do you realize how much is going on? Basketball, hockey, baseball, golf. It's like eight seasons in one. It's the season of action.
And we can bet on all those with the Oaklawn Sports app.
That's the spirit. Now let's go lock in some bets.
Receive a 10% profit boost on qualifying three-leg parlays. Bet all summer long. Oaklawn Sports, Arkansas's best sports betting app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshield, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See shelter agents Nick Gennardi, Daniel Vickers, or Becky Bradley in Sherwood today.
It's Justin Aker for Serta Pro Painters, and it is summertime. If you're looking for a project to be done at your house, then get them on board now. You can sign up for your free estimate, and you can get your project scheduled as well at CertaPro.com. That's Serta with a C. I've had painters work in the past, and you don't get the kind of experience you get with Serta Pro, where they're going to clean up after themselves, leave you with a great paint job, and they're going to do it all at an affordable price. For your home, for your business, Serta Pro is the answer. Each Serta Pro Painter's business is independently owned and operated. So get them on your project now, again, at CertaPro.com.
This is Miss Arkansas 2023 Corey Keller, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. It fooled me, we can't get fooled again.
By Gage Charles. Old.
Oh, say
this is our favorite.
Can you see by the dawn's early
light? Oh, I feel so sorry for this guy.
With this voice,
what
he
so
says,
proudly
by his own hand.
Yes. At the twilight's last
so far, so good.
Whose broad stripes
yes.
and bright stars
uh-oh.
Were so
oh,
there
no.
as the rod. rockets were there.
They were there.
And the twilight's last gleam.
Who's here?
And the rockets glare.
Poor bastard.
So we're so gallantly there. The stripes were all there. And the rockets were there. Oh, say, the Star Spangled Banner yet.
Oh, my word.
For the land of the free. And the home of the brave.
We play that in honor of Francis Scott Key, whose birthday is today, Pigskin. Pigskin Preacher's hanging out with. Hey, Pigskin, what's up, buddy?
Man, not much.
Francis
Scott is rolling over in his grave at that rendition, isn't he?
Right. The look on that guy's face when he finishes, he knows just how bad it is.
In trivia, 4th of July, what year was the war that he wrote this song from?
1814.
The year was 1812. It was the War of 1812. He wrote it in 1814. That's when he saw the bomb. Well, I said, what year was the war?
Well, it was 1812 to 1814.
That's exactly right. Thanks to a friend of mine who hopefully will be calling in later this year, Baz. It's my friend Andrew Drake, also known as... Houston Nut Guy. Anyway, like he loves Four Christmases, and that's okay. I'll let you have it. It's better than Fred Claus, even though Rubbernecking's in Fred Claus. The other part of it is the walking away scene, he's telling me, and I just saw
the
it.
What?
Of Happy Gilmore.
Yes.
Is his tribute to Chris Farley, who's walking away at the end of Tommy Boy.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know it either.
You know,
like it more now. Thank you. Once again, I need to think before I speak.
In addition to that, Rogers, Drew from Natural State Wholesale said that the credits, did you go past credits? Apparently that Scotty Scheffler's in jail.
I went for that. Yeah. Listen, Danny Joe Crawford taught me years ago to watch credits for everything. Yes.
Let's go to the break. And as we're going to break, the guy who knows all trivia is the smartest guy in the world, Pixie and Preacher. I think you will get this answer right. What year was it that the Olympic torch appeared for the first time at an opening ceremonies of the Olympics? This is a great question. This is a worthy Roger of the Roger Scott.
Absolutely, it is.
1932.
Oh, so darn close.
36.
This will be easy to remember forever.
So it was the Nazis.
It was 36.
Hitler and the Nazis in Berlin.
It was. Yeah. It was 30. So I will never forget
that. Germany bombed Pearl Harbor. Here we go. We gotta go.
Roll. Be right back.
Hey folks, this is David Basel for Simmons Bank. What started as a hometown bank in Pine Bluff more than 120 years ago, Simmons Bank has expanded their footprint to more than 200 locations across the Mid-South. Simmons Bank offers comprehensive financial solutions delivered with a client-central approach. Last year, Simmons Bank was recognized by U.S. News & World Report as one of the best companies to work for in the South, and in 2023 by Forbes as one of the world's best banks. The Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens was named the best tournament on the PGA Tour champions by the golfers themselves. It's very rare that a first-year tournament wins an award from the players like the Simmons Bank Championship did. George Makris and his strong team at Simmons Bank can help you grow. Give them a shot and tell them Baz sent you. You can find all of their locations on the web at SimmonsBank.com. With more than $27 billion in total assets, Simmons Bank continues to grow. Join me and many others and make Simmons Bank your bank. SimmonsBank.com or check out a branch near you. One of the best banks in America located right here in Arkansas.
At Mosquito Joe, we're constantly looking for ways to make your outdoor experience better. That's why we always use the latest technology.
Technology? To get rid of bugs?
Well, most mosquito treatments only eliminate mosquitoes that are around when it's applied. But did you know, at Mosquito Joe, we use products that are microencapsulated so they continue to work for weeks after our technician leaves your property.
Now that's pretty cool.
Yeah, at Mosquito Joe, we love making outside fun again. Advanced products, top quality service, and all done with a satisfaction guarantee.
Visit arkansas.mosquitojoe.com.
We all know how busy our lives can be these days and how important our time and convenience is as well. Edwards Food Giant knows that too. So that's why they're inviting you to take advantage of their Heat and Eat Meal Solutions items in their deli department. Delicious Edwards Food Giant signature dishes along with a wide choice of entrees and sides all ready for you to pick up and take home to serve your family tonight. The Heat and Eat Meal Solutions now at your favorite Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant deli. This week's special is chicken and dressing for only $7.99 per pound with sweet potatoes for $4.49 per pound.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-777-1225. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-777-1225. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-777-1225. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-777-1225 or biglou.com.
Welcome to Moe's. Everywhere you look, prices are going up, but not at Moe's Southwest Grill. Here, the best deal in burritos just got better. We lowered the prices on our Moe Monday special. The burritos and bowls you love are now starting at $6.99. Hot and delicious, made your way with high-quality ingredients. We never cut corners. Guess that's why our bowls are round. Come see us this Monday. And here's my daughter, Andy Kate, with a reminder.
Remember, kids eat free on Sundays. Welcome to Moe's.
We're definitely going to be late to the concert. I feel like we should be there by now.
I'm just taking a little detour. I got to fill up my gas tank, and I know this place a couple towns over where the gas is cheaper.
Are you serious? We're going to be late for the concert because you're driving out of the way for cheaper gas? Just use Upside.
What's Upside?
Upside is the free cashback app that gets you real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, I can get cash back just for buying the gas I need anyway?
Yes, I use it all the time, and I've made around $200. Now pull over so you can download the Upside app before we miss the concert.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LIFE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or as a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LIFE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus. That's code LIFE.
Join the Zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps, brought to you by A. Caddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday as Justin and DJ give you their Game Balls and Jockstraps on the Zone from 10 to 1. It's all brought to you by A. Caddy's Touch Landscaping, 501-794-2770. Call today to get your landscape updated to a whole new level and be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Justin, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Thank you, Dean.
That's outstanding.
Baz, before we go here, I want to go one last time up to Fayetteville and see if we can hear what's going on practice.
Come on! No! Left man, flip!
What are we doing?
Wait there, salute!
What?
Oh, they're getting after it.
Is that Petrino?
Oh, marching
in. Razzle dazzle! 1, 2, 3, 4!
You know, it's almost. Is this A&M?
1, 2, 3, 4! Fresh, brown, fox, jump over the lazy dog!
Wow. All right, very good.
Pigskin Preacher joins us now. You guys are going to be all over the place, right? You'll be here in studio. Will DJ be with you or be with Akron?
I think DJ's here. I think Justin is in Pine Bluff.
Justin's been playing that Pine Bluff four ball for a long time. That's a very popular People in Pine Bluff love that
thing. It's a great tournament. He brought his brother in to be a ringer because he hits it
is
like
right?
500 yards or something.
Yeah, that is a big tournament for them down there. It's been going on for a long time. I know Justin has played that quite a bit. Football is on. We had a little football last night. And by the way, too, Josh, you said that Tesla led the Lions with two receptions for 40 yards last night, right?
43.
Yeah, so good for him. And they showed him in the video with him wearing his little Tesla jersey that he had, I guess, since he was young.
From looking at the backup quarterbacks, Jared Goff better stay healthy or it's going to be a long year.
Yeah, hard to tell a whole lot other than looking at your backups.
Their scrubs were better than our scrubs.
Yeah, exactly. There's Eckley. Next Monday, Pigskin, you do our prayer every week at the Touchdown Club. We announce the Touchdown Club lineup. Justin and DJ will be there at Simmons Bank Field, the War Memorial Stadium for that. That's at 11 o'clock, so look forward to getting that done.
There's a hint of cool in the air, and it's time for the Little Rock Touchdown Club.
Yes, and football practice has started. Razorback. Justin, are you guys going to have I would presume you guys would have Trey on today or anybody from the Hill today?
Trey.
Biddy?
I don't know what.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Tom Murphy's on Fridays.
Tom, okay, gotcha. Okay, you were good. Tom,
yep.
Report.
Yeah, it is weird. I got up this morning, and there were guys wearing pants. And I'm sitting outside. I don't know that I've done the show out here. In all the years I've done this show, I don't think I've ever done it outside. Maybe twice. Maybe this is the second time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. Now, I think this is false hope. I think we're going to get some more heat before it's all said and done. But
yes.
Yeah, beautiful times down here, boys. Just absolutely fantastic.
So,
hung out with Torrey Hunter a little bit last night. He plays in this tournament now every year, apparently.
Torrey's great.
I haven't played the last couple of years, but apparently he started playing the last couple of years. So I don't think there's a correlation. At least, I hope not. I would be offended. But we've got a busy show today. We're going to actually, so they've got a, you're going to like this, Baz, I think. I like dudes with cool accents. I know you do, too.
Yep.
And the pro here is coming on with me, and he is from South Africa.
Maurice.
His name is Maurice Prinsloo.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys have met him.
No, I haven't.
Really good teaching pro, I understand.
Great. Awesome.
I met him in the pool last week.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, he was telling me he met somebody from the Buzz the other day.
Yeah.
Said the guy was wasted. Anyway, no, I'm kidding. Then Chef Brandon Douglas has joined us at 12:30, and so he's a new chef. Now, you remember Jamie McAfee, who's a well-known chef around country clubs. Look at these nerds dressed the same. He's now at Pleasant Valley, so he is. They got a new chef here, so we're going to meet him. We've also got Tom coming on, Zach Gillum from Oaklawn, and we've got, hey, boys, we've got Coach Hampton coming on from UAPB. Those are really nice guys. A couple guys in like Yeti shirts. Coach Hampton's coming on from UAPB. So we're going to be all over the place a little bit. And then we got some entertainment birthdays and a little sound from the Hill with Coach Pittman. So did we hear anything on day one? I remember years ago, Pixie, I don't know if you're doing the show with us then. I think you probably were. But when Chris Bond was still covering the Hogs beat, you guys, and it was the day after like the first couple days of camp. And Niall Davis had gotten hurt, and it was like Chris was calling in from a funeral. He was so devastated. So all you can pray for this time of year is, please God, no injuries.
No injuries.
We did it. Justin, did you happen to hear any of the Jeff Hankins segment when we had Jeff on today?
I didn't, but he texted me this morning, and I'm like, Jeff, I'm just rousting myself from my bed. I was up late last night.
Yeah, we had quite the hearty debate there for a while. But it was good to have him on there, and
what did he say?
Well,
picking on you? It was actually between
me, Roger, and Josh. Jeff just stood out, just got out of the way the last 10 minutes. It was good. It was all good.
Do we debate whether or not Arkansas and Arkansas State should be playing?
Yes. Jeff just wanted to promote the game. So football
good for him.
Football
gaslighter.
Football is here, man. Practice all the colleges are UCA, ASU, Arkansas. High school starts next week. Monday.
Did you tell Jeff that Baz DJ's got Arkansas by 52?
Well, I did say this, Justin. What did I say, Roger? I said, I want to beat Arkansas State by 100. And I said, but that doesn't mean I don't want to play them. I want to play them. I want to beat them by 100. That's all.
All the Arkansas fans, and this is just me speaking tongue-in-cheek, for all the Arkansas fans who don't want to play ASU because they think it's going to hurt their brand, I hope ASU beats the Razorbacks by 100.
All right. Pigskin, good to see you. We'll see you next week. Randy Allison, we got to say a word of prayer for Randy Allison next Monday.
We got to have Randy coming through so he can be with us at the Touchdown Club.
That's exactly right.
Are you going to have will you have music at church this week? Because I'll be, if you need me.
We got music at church every week.
We have vocal music. Okay.
So, hey, thanks everybody for listening. Josh, good job the first 2 days of this week for covering. That was great. And Roger, good job. Hey, listen, we buckle up. Oakland football, Channel 7, Touchdown Club, Razorbacks, all your songs, all that stuff's coming up,
man. I got a lot to do.
Yeah, you got a lot to do. Thanks, everybody. We appreciate you listening. Can't do it without you. The Zone's up next.
Injured? There's only one number you need to know. 888-8888.
At Rainwater Holton Sexton, no case is too big and no insurance company too strong.
Just dial 888-8888.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
Ray Tucker with good news for enthusiasts of Triumph motorcycles. Honda of North Little Rock now carries the legendary classics and cutting-edge rides. We have the Bonneville Bobber, Daytona 600, the TF450X, the Sunning Evo Special Edition, and the Rocky.